Wikik versus Inf-Maltria. The Wikik versus Inf-Maltria is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic. Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer of your last questions before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously. Religious group section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Welcome to the conversation of the mission of Maitreya again. We have these conversations every week on Saturdays, and hopefully you have gone to our website and study what this revelation is and how all the religions of the world are already unified. And many people come to our room and they are very surprised to hear that all religions are unified. And they tell us that it is impossible to unify all religions. But what is impossible for man, it is not impossible for God. And indeed, humanity has been blessed with the truths that have come to them. And we see the fulfillment of all prophecies and plans that God has been telling humanity will happen is accomplishing right in front of our eyes. He has never had a nation with half a billion population, and now we do. The Europe now has 25 nations that when combined together create around 500 million strong, and that what we have been telling for last 25 years, that Europe will be the next superpower on earth, and that is what been prophesied, which come from the two legs of the image that the King Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream, and the two legs were from iron. And it was explained that those two legs are the Roman Empire, and at the end time, there's going to be 10 toys that half iron, half clay will emerge, and since the legs have been iron, the toys also will be iron, so it means it is something coming out of the Roman Empire, and that is Europe. So again, another sign right in front of our eyes and your eyes that it is the end time. The 10 toys of the image now has been formed to completeness, and we are going toward the fulfillment of the rest of the prophecies and God's revelation that has been told that come at this time. Of course, as iron and clay don't mix, this 10 toe is not going to be strong. The feet is not going to be powerful. And it cannot hold the image which is made of the clay, iron, gold, and other heavy material. When the stone comes and hit this image, the kingdom of earth will be the kingdom of God. And what is that stone? That the stone is our teachings that have come to humanity for their guidance, unity, kingdom, peace, oneness, and seeing that every man and the woman and child is the essence of God, and we cannot go on and kill one another, and each man, woman and child is precious in the eye of God, no matter where they are, who they are, from what part of the world they are still children of God. And history shown, no matter how a nation is powerful, eventually another nation or people will become more powerful, and they will do to others what the other people did to them. And no matter how much they say that, you know, what happened to them was awful, when they come to power, they do the same thing to other people. Humanity have to learn eventually this is going to go forever. And if they don't stop, this thing eventually is going to destroy them. They have to come to understand our teachings and realize that there is only one God. There is only one God who has been promising all these promises, and He has fulfilled all the promises He has been given to humanity to this point, and He will fulfill the rest of them. So, the message is very clear. God truly exists first. Some people say, well, the Ten Commandments or the Word of God no longer apply. It is outmoded. It is no longer have the power and truth in them as people used to follow them. But in this revelation, God says, no, I am very much alive and in control, and I have been sending all this revelation to humanity, and now we can see clearly how each of them fall in a greater truth, which is called the greatest sign and eternal divine path. And the book, which sealed with the seven seal, is now open to humanity to see the mystery of God. You cannot understand your religion. You cannot understand the revelation you received unless you read the holiest of the holies. Unless you read this revelation, then your religion becomes clear to you. This is what human have to realize and understand, no matter what is your religion, what revelation you have received, where you have been born. Unless you understand the revelation of the seventh seal, revealed with the seventh angel, God is a mystery. These are very simple truths that every human should be taught, and they should see the Word of God indeed support this information and this revelation. We're not going to take sword and fight. We take the book, the information, the truth, and those who have the slightest Spirit of God in them, they see the Word of God is being fulfilled right in front of their eyes. the revelation that has been prophesied to come at the end time now is here. It makes sense. It unifies humanity. It shows the way to bring the kingdom of God on earth. And the time is also clearly shows that indeed we are in the point of coming of the kingdom. Therefore, be an elect, be a chosen person, and come and join and spread this message as many people now have committed themselves doing that, and we have receiving people that are self-motivated and spreading this message in many wonderful ways, and you can do so many things with this revelation. You can make movies, you can make, you know, presentation, you can teach wherever you are, start a school, start a meditation class, start something that you can reach to humanity and give this message to every man and woman on earth. And of course, we have to use every tool that God has been given to us so we can reach every human and let them know we are not their enemy. We are not against them. We are not against Jews or Hindus or Buddhists or Christian or Muslim or Baha'is. We are giving them the last revelation of God. We are giving the truth that has been prophesied to come at the end time. Therefore, open your mind, open your heart. Be receptive to God's words and prove it to yourself if this is true or not. If you truly sit down and accept that God is sending this, you will see the truth. I guess there is a question, just kidding, asking Salum Maitreya, talking about end time. Is it true that there be a great war such that the vultures will have their fill for up to 6 months? Or is that in the past? Well, we have never had a war that vultures could have eaten for 6 months of their fill. And indeed, after the opening of the seven seals, that is when the end time really starts. Of course, God and the mission and every sensible person on earth wishes that that would not happen, that it will not come to that point of such a destruction. But of course, we can see human is not ready to do that. They're not ready for peace. Each man and woman and children are born to different cultures, different religions, different understanding of life, and they do not and cannot agree with each other because they don't know our teachings. And even those who know our teachings still are very attached to their cultures. And even some people even agree with us, are afraid if they come out and say yes, they agree where they live is not an environment is going to support them, or maybe even be hostile to them. We have seen every prophet who came and brought the revelation to man instead of humanity to listen to it, they have crucified them, they were shot at them, they killed them, they stoned them, they called them liars, they called them devil, they called them all kind of unpleasant and untrue accusations. They would not sit and see if it is the word of God. They would not spend time and go through the teaching and say, did God really send, he's going to send seven revelation? Did he say that God's going to be mystery until the end time, until the revelation of the seventh angel? Did God seal the revelation of end time from even great prophets like Daniel, Ezekiel, who have prophesied of the coming of this time? And all of them have prophesied that's going to be a destructive period that's coming to humanity. We won't bring it to them. They will bring it to themselves. And this revelation, of course, is to see clearly, yes, God indeed said this thing is going to happen. And that last war has not happened yet. That last destruction that the whole humanity is going to throw their hands up and say, what we are doing? We cannot bring peace, unity, and beauty on earth until we stop our ego and its egoistical persuasion and our own understanding, but go to the Word of God. How did He, or will He bring the peace, unity, and tranquility among us? That is what though, and the revelations, and the scripture have been trying to convey to humanity to this point. And now with this revelation, we have the rest of the teaching and the truths, and how this can be accomplished. Thus, everybody have to understand that they have the essence of God in them. They are in the image of God. You are not God, but you are in the image of God, means you can manifest God's quality. You can manifest compassion, love, understanding. Understand instead of being understood. Love instead of craving to be loved. Realizing the essence in you, which is one with God, and see that essence to every other man and woman and child, therefore you will not want to kill them or destroy them or oppose them. We're killing each other just like nothing, just like it's okay. And that is the ego. Ego, another thing human have to realize, understand, what is the ego? Our conditioned ego, according to where have we been born, what religion we have been born in, how we have been grown up. We are conditioned to believe that we are better than other people. We are the chosen people. Nobody is better than us. We are the only way. Everybody else is no good. We can kill them. They have the last word. Why they don't listen to us? So we can see all the ego condition on earth is there, and human have to understand his teaching, understand their ego, the way God has revealed them, the subconscious mind, how it became conditioned and make us do the things that we usually don't do. If we take a gun and go and kill someone, the police is going to come and put us in the prison, and probably we will be prosecuted and eventually be killed. But if we are in a war and we kill people, that is glorified. That is okay. If I kill a person who is not in my religion, they will infidel. It's okay to kill them. If I kill another person which is not from my nation, it's okay. I am a soldier and I should be glorified. But if we understand these things, then we see, no, killing is killing. And there is only one God. We human have to come together as one nation under one God. Can you talk about the state of pure consciousness? No more ego. How many I visualized it? How may I visualize? Okay, you are asking to explain God. As said many times, God is unexplainable. But you can experience God. How many people have been trying to explain God? How many mystics, how many religious people, how many prophets have come to humanity and they have written, explained a state of pure consciousness or oneness with God? How many Sufis has jumped of joy and say, "Anna Allah, I am God"? How many saints in Christianity dedicated their life in praying and being oneness with Christ and explaining how wonderful it is? How many Kabbalists realize God in a deepest level and become universalists? How many Hindus and Buddhists reached pure consciousness and nirvana? So, they have been trying to explain that state for 12,000 years, at least for 6,000 years, and they have not succeeded to convey that message. And we are in the same place and the same boat again. Trying to explain something is not explainable. But when you experience it, you have no doubt. You know the oneness and clarity of mind and unity between your spirit and God's spirit. So, pure consciousness, God, eternity, all those things cannot be explained. It is a goal, Keating says, just kidding. It is a goal we are trying to reach. Can't we have maybe a mental picture of how it is? No, we cannot. A mental picture, read Upanishads, read Quran, read Old Testament, read New Testament, read, you know, Bhagavad Gita, to eventually create a mental image. And you can try to imagine it, but it is beyond imagination. It is beyond mind. How can you imagine something or think about it? That is one trap a lot of intellectuals and human fall. They try to imagine it, to try to explain it, to try to intellectually understand God with the mind, but God is beyond mind. How can you understand what is beyond mind unless you experience it? Can one experience pure consciousness in the flesh right now? Of course, that's why the goal of the life is. The goal of the life is to become divine, become one with God. Hari Om Shri Hung. And that God, that divinity is everything. Om Nam Kevalam. There is no separation between you and God. You are already in pure consciousness right now. But you have the umbrella of the ego over yourself. And therefore you are blocking the spirit of God to come through. That is what the whole mission is based on, pure purification. And awakening of spiritual forces. And all the tools like a meditation, prayer, satsang, service, 15 commandments, 33 virtues, kirtan, diet, everything is being given to you to purify yourself so you can eventually overcome the ego. Of course, the greatest one is the eternal divine path, which shatters all the ego cravings and tools that doesn't let us go to God. These are all given to purify you so you can experience God. If you have not experienced God, you have a religion. And when you experience God, you are divine. Yeah, so we are not, in a sense, we are not religion. Of course, it depends what you, how you define religion, but we are not a religion. That's why Hinduism and Buddhism almost cannot be called religion in a higher level, because the goal is oneness with God. The whole goal is to have an experience with God. We have a connection with God. And when you experience eternity, you have no question. Yes, there is eternity. It is mind which is trying to explain things. No. Experience doesn't need explanation. It's just like that 10 intellectuals were standing in front of the mango tree and were trying to figure out how the mango tastes. So one of them was saying, because it has such a root and it has such a trunk and branches and leaves, it should taste bitter. Another one came in and said, no, it's because of this and that, it should taste dull. So each of these 10 intellectuals were trying to figure out what mango tastes. And here it comes a yogi, and they ask him, he said, they have been discussing this thing for hours, that how mango trees taste. Yogi just picks up a mango and eats it and says, it tastes good. It tastes great. It is sweet and delicious. So, test God. Don't try to explain God and figure it out with the intellectual explanation and imagining the pure consciousness. Pure consciousness in a state that there is no question left. You are absolutely one with the universe, and you know every detail of the smallest information in the whole universe. And it is beyond human mind. It's an amazing experience of knowing what the smallest fish in the ocean does or doing so clearly. If when you experience that, then there is no doubt will be left in you, and you indeed have a test of the mango. That is why we want to create the communities of light. In the communities of light, people have time to meditate. They are not worried about physiological and safety needs. If people share, there is enough for everyone on earth and in the universe, and especially if humans reach to the space and utilize what is available to them, infinite resources out there, the physiological and safety needs will be taken care of easily. And in the communities of light, of course, people purify themselves, they awaken their spiritual forces, they how do you single out Creator from other gods? Well, other gods are either unclean spirits, or their consciousnesses have been trapped in the ethereal level. They have not created the universe. They don't know how does it work. They have not gone through the eternal divine path. And they have not sent the revelation to humanity, and they will not bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's how we know the true God And that God is not with a small g, that is with a capital G, and he, it, she, which is beyond any of the genders, is created the universe. And the small God will not take you to pure consciousness. They will not bring the kingdom of God on earth. They have not sent revelation and prophets to humanity. They have not fulfilled all the promises they have given to man to this point. And therefore, they are false. And following them, of course, you will fall away from the truth. Another question is, you give too much credit to God. God, when there is more than one, there is no more than one, there is only one God. Other gods are created by human imagination. And if we have two gods, it's just like an organization that had two presidents. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be two centers pulling that organization to the two different directions. Of course, that organization can have a board of directors that they sit and talk and decide and make a decision with the collective mind with one another. But the final decision lies on the president or the head of the organization. They have to be one final authority. And those religions or beliefs that they don't recognize that there is only one God, there is a lot of confusion in them. Although even in those religions, there is always one being which is the greater than all of the other gods or beings, and that one is the one that really unifies them if they concentrate on him or her. And therefore, there is only one great God. Even in American Indian teaching, there is the greater spirit. In Hinduism, there is Brahma. They are the ultimate state of godness. Any other god between them and man are a lower energies which will not unify but will create great division among a religion and confusion between them. But if all of them concentrate on Atman, self, within themselves, which is God, then they go beyond any of these lesser gods and they realize that they indeed are one with that spirit which is everything. Do your God have a name? It is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. But as Prophet Muhammad said, it also has all the beautiful names, and according to Prophet Muhammad, there are 3,000 names for God. Humanity knows 299 of them. And one of them is his sacred name, or holy name, that nobody knows unless it is revealed to you, and that is the name we reveal in the mission to those who are dedicated and are initiated to the mission. And actually, according to Islam, God has 99 names that has been revealed to man, but in truth, he has 3,000 names according to Islam. Of course, every good name, anything you want to say which is good, or it is a quality, God has it. Okay, but what is his name? His name cannot be pronounced on external word or utter. The moment you put it in external word, it will be corrupted, and it is not the name of true God which is within every man and woman and child. That is why in the Old Testament and at the time of Hebrews, if somebody uttered the name of the world or tried to, it was called blasphemy and taking the word, the name of God in vain. And sometimes they were even been stoned for doing that. Another question here is, does God have many forms and names but come from the same source? Yes, everything in the universe is God. There is nothing which is not God. That's what Om Nam Kevalam in our universal mantra means. God is everything. There is nothing that you can look at which is not God. That's why God created the universe. Where did you get the material to build it? He didn't have a convenience store, you know, at the end of the street to go and buy material and build the universe. The only material he had was his own body. And therefore he used that body, which is him, to create the universe. That's why in Quran it says, God is even closer to you than your reins. It is just you. There's no separation between you and God. They're all one. The whole creation, the whole universe is God in different level and state and names and manifestation. But anything which has the attribute of the manifestation, it is not ultimate. It is not the source. That's why in this revelation, and our approach is to go to the source, to the essence. Any name, any form, any shape, any test, any sound, all of them are great. Even might be very close to God, but they are not God yet. They are still in a manifested world. Please, Abraham, okay. Okay, there's any other question? Sorry, okay. Welcome to the room, okay. Is there any other question I'm missing here? Is there? PM me, please. That does God have any? Okay. So we can see that God indeed now is revealing itself to humanity in the highest, in every level. From the revelation and explanation of his plan to this point, actually, somebody wrote in our website, in the prophecies, that all the revelation between this revelation only explains two parts of God. God has 27 parts, and all the revelation before this revelation only explains two parts. This revelation explains the rest, the 25 part that God has kept a mystery from man and now it's revealing to humanity. That's what we're saying. You cannot understand your religion until you understand this revelation. No matter what your religion is. This is the revelation that explains your religion. It lets you understand the meaning of what your religion means. That is false. What part of God's plan it is. That's why it's so crucial for every person on earth to read and understand this revelation and vision and see clearly what God has been doing and where their revelation and religion and understanding falls. Then everybody would say, yes, there is only one God and there is no God but Him. There is no God beside Him. Gulshanaraz is asking, what is the source? The source is the essence. The source is what everything is created from. The source is consciousness and three creative forces in the universe. The consciousness is that awareness that we have. We have an awareness that is God. That's a part of God, that awareness. Now, there's also three creative forces. One of them is crucifying force. One of them is mutative or energy. And one is sentient or decision-making part of the universe. These three, four elements have created the whole universe. If you understand these four elements, we understand the creation. Somebody asked me why and how the whole universe can be created with four elements. It's the same as color. There is four main color in the universe. But how many different colors do we have in the universe? Infinite. There are four elements as the essence of God. And these four elements created the whole thing. The question is, which are the first two parts? Sorry to ask. Okay, which are the first two parts? What do you mean by just kidding? Which are the first two parts? Two parts of what? The elements or the source? The essence? Is that the question is? Just kidding. Adele asking, from Adam to Muhammad, Silhatam, only two letters are revealed. No, from Adam to Baba. But there are two more prophets came after Prophet Muhammad. One is Bab, and one is Baba, which brought the organization that I joined. So all those revelation and teaching to that point are two letters. Of course, you can see actually probably by Prophet Muhammad, the highest spiritual realization came, but universalism came with Baha'i teaching. Yes, to this point only two parts have come. Now it is the whole 27 parts. The revelation, I mean. Okay. Okay. You are saying, which are the first two parts of the revelation? I see. What is the two? Okay. The first six seals have revealed. It is something in the website. It is some of the people who wrote the prophecies added to the website. I'm not saying this is the true, complete truth, but it has a lot of truth in it. This revelation reveals so much more than any other revelation before it. So there is some truth in what is it, two part or three part or four part? It's not something to become a point of argument, but the most important thing is this revelation is the only one can explain your religion. If you don't know the though and this revelation and the eternal divine path and the seven seals and greatest sign and everything that has been given to humanity, now you don't know your religion. It's as simple as that. You just know a part of the very small part of the Akashic record or the holy tablet. That's why Prophet Muhammad clearly says he reveals only a part of the holy tablet. He did not reveal the whole thing. Now the whole thing is revealed. That is why no one could be the last revealer until the seventh angel or seventh revelation, and now this is being accomplished, is revealed. And that is why every man and woman is in college and obligated to see this revelation and the word of God and prophecies and fulfillment of all of them and come together and become one. Okay. Let me, this question going a little pretty faster. Let me go back to a couple of them. What is this? Okay, which one? Okay. You are talking about the prophecies. Okay. The 99 were they given by your God or was this given by man? Well, it is the name that Prophet Muhammad, or at least Muslim, believe are the names of God. And if you go to any religious bookstore, I think they have one small book called The Names of God, and you can read them there. I say God has only one name, and that cannot be revealed. But at the same time, anything you name or you call, you test, you feel, is God. So, God is everything. But those names is a Islamic thing. Okay. What is the main religion discussed in this room? Is this a Baha'i room? Okay. No, it's not a Baha'i room. It is the mission of Maitreya, and it is the fulfillment of the prophecies by Bab, of coming of the He who have will manifest, and He prophesied that it come. He will come much, much later than Bab, not 9 years later, but at least 200, 250 years later, as also the scripture clearly says in the revelation that He will come shortly after, you know, Bab. But the seventh revelation, if you go to the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the seven seals, seven angels, and it explains how each time each of these angels or revealer or prophets will come, they will bring a message to humanity, and humanity, of course, will not listen to them until the seventh angel comes. That is when the end time will be, and that is when eventually the God's kingdom will come on earth. So it's mostly related to the Revelation, the book of Revelation. Of course, we have a book in our website called The Revelation of the Revelation, which explains what that book means. And of course, nobody can explain that book but the one who will bring the revelation of the seven angels and the line of tribe of Judah and many, many other things that has been clearly explained in this mission for those who want to know. So that is what the seven revelations are. The seven revelations are the revelation which has been foretold by God to come to humanity for the last 6,000 years, and they have come in the form of mystical path, which includes Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints in Christianity, Sufis, and many other beliefs that teach, have an experience with God, have a direct relationship with God. If you do not have a direct relationship with God, you do not know God. You are trying to explain God with intellect and intellectual way. You have not experienced Him. So that is the first step to experience God, and that is the mystical path. The second revelation came in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, if you read the Old Testament, it clearly says God is trying to find a people, the Hebrews, the chosen one, who will accept Him as God and will create tribes or communities which accept Him as the king and His laws as the laws and will follow Him. And that is the second revelation or revealer to humanity. Therefore, after awakening of your spiritual forces or trying to direct your energy to create communities based on this teaching. So the second step or second revealer is the Old Testament, and the lesson is the coming of light. The third revealer is Christ, is Isa. It's known in the West as Jesus. And of course, there is no J in Hebrew. Therefore, His name never was Jesus. It was not even Yeshua. Yeshua is a corrupt pronunciation of His holy name, which cannot be pronounced as the name of God. Therefore, He came to humanity to show, in order to create such a community, sacrifice or not being self-centered or sharing with others is necessary, and that is the revealer of the third seal or the third angel. And after even awakening of the spiritual forces, creation of the Commons of Light, second seal, and sacrifice the third seal, you must become attached to the result of your action, and your ego comes in. The fourth revealer is the Islam, is surrendering and submission to God. That means you surrender the result to God, or even better, you let God come through. So the fourth revealer is Prophet Muhammad. And of course, still you become a narrow in your mind. You just might consider only a part of the universe or community or people. That is the next revelation come from Bab, Prophet Bab, who brought the universalism. It means you realize God is everything. You belong to God and the universe. You shatter every narrowness of the mind of, you know, gender, nationality, language, religion. You free yourself from the disease of the mind, which have plagued humanity so badly, and we can see at this time how they are in each other's throat, and they are killing one another with no feeling whatsoever, and it will get worse. And they should understand they become universalists. They have come go over, beyond the narrowness of the mind, which comes with identifying yourself with a very small portion of the universe, shatter it, destroy it, become a universalist, and expand your mind to realize that you belong to God. You are a part of the universe. You are not a part of anything else. Anything else is narrow. And that is the fifth revelation or seal. And of course, a person who goes through these first five steps, awaken the spiritual forces, first seal, direct energy to create the coming of light, second, Old Testament, sacrifice or not being self-centered as Christ brought in Christianity, third, become surrendered and submissive to God and His will for them, fourth, Islam, and become a universalist, shatter every narrowness of the mind, Baha'i or Bab's revelation, become an elect. That is what God is when talking about in all religions of the world and the scriptures. My elect will inherit the earth. My elect are the ones that are salt of the earth. They are the ones that God is proud of. God is in love with. God wants them to come together and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. That sixth revelation came with a gentleman in India called Baba. Of course, there are a lot of Babas there. His spiritual name was Shri Shri Ananda Murti, the statue of bliss. He brought the path of bliss. And that was the only organization I joined when I came to the United States. So, and of course, the seventh seal or revelation is our teaching and revelation, which explains everything. It's just like chakras. When you meditate, if you study Indian teaching, only when you reach the seventh chakra, you understand God and become one with God. You receive the whole truth. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chakras are okay. You learn a lot, but then you reach the seventh level. It's the when the serpent with 1,000 head will be revealed to you. The rest are only one serpent. Only the seventh level is the one that you connect to God completely. And that's exactly the seventh revelation is. Only seventh revelation explains God, His plan, His teaching, His scripture. And, of course, the way the kingdom will come on earth. So, it is very much related to the seventh revelation, seventh chakra, seven seals, and now it is fulfilled. the seven chakra of the revelations are to humanity. It is amazing that people are not plugging, you know, just going to website and downloading this thing and reading and understanding it. If they do, they would be fighting with each other. Of course, God said, this revealer will come as a thief of the night. He will come here and just call the elect, and they only see it come together. But they are the people, they will take this revelation to their heart and carry it and help it, as many people are doing it right now. They will not have had an experience with God, but they love Him from previous lifetime. They are still struggling in this lifetime, but they will eventually have an experience and they will be an elect. So, these are the seven revelations, and these are our base of our teachings that not only explain the seven revelation of God to this point, each of them have a message. When you put them together, they become a path, and that is the path of salvation, and also it's the path of bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. So it's amazingly revealed to humanity how God's mind works, how His plan is mean, how He has promised to so many prophets and revealer, or even Abram, that He will do things, and He has done them to this point. And those who see this clearly have no doubt God exists. The only thing is they haven't experienced God yet. That will come to them. Eventually they will experience God. They will have no religion anymore, but they become a servant of God and will become my co-worker, and we will work together to bring the kingdom of God on earth. Would it happen in this lifetime? Maybe, maybe not. It doesn't matter. We will come back again and again until this is accomplished. There's a question. Is Refirab Omer. You have to say it in English. I'm not familiar with Arabic language. I'm familiar with Persian language. It has a lot of Arabic in it, but I cannot completely understand Arabic. So if something you want to say in English, say it. Safira Omer. Omer was the name of a second Khalifa, so I don't know what Safira, you know, you have to explain yourself better there. Okay, the next question, Gulshaner is asking, so is the seventh sign here? Has it manifested? That is what this room is all about. Gulshirina Shiraz. Okay, I cannot explain. Okay, yes, indeed, it is not really open. It is here. It is in this room. It is in our website. We have a room here every day open. Our religions are unified. It is explained there with the wonderful people that they participate in reaching out to humanity, and they are spending their valuable time to be here with you, to let you know what this revelation is. They are dedicated people who are love to see this revelation is spread, and everybody sees this clearly. Of course, they are struggling with many people who come to our room, and they have their dogmas and religions, and come to our room and yell and throw at us their dogmas, and they draw on the wonderful revelation that they are trying to give to humanity. It is here, it is revealed. The revelation of the seventh angel, opening of the seventh seal, is happened. It happened in 1982, and it has been on earth for 25 years. So we encourage you to go to our website and see it clearly that God indeed has fulfilled this promise also, and the seventh angel is here. Seventh revelation is being revealed to humanity. Okay, just kidding. He's asking, I can't seem to reach God or hear Him. What should I do now? Well, you should ask for initiation to the mission and join us formally so you can receive the Word of God. And those who have received the Word of God, at least they know that the Spirit of God is in them, and they will meditate. And of course, as they purify themselves more, and they see, this mission is an engagement. You know, this mission is not you just come here as a church once a week and hear my word and you go away and you come again next week, which is okay. You can do that if you want. But it is a calling to action. Of course, you have already been acting. You have been helping the mission in many ways and manifested great things already. And we will look at those who have manifested, because God said, you know them by their fruit. And of course, those who give greater fruit, they are closer to God and they are called in a greater degree. So the next step for you is to ask to be initiated and formally become a disciple in the mission. And that is to send an email that you want to be initiated. Just say initiation@mychurch.org. And I will set up a time. We can come together in a room in the Paltalk that we have called initiation. And those who are all around the world can be initiated, not even being here easily. So the next step for you is to formally become a person who will be initiated and receive the word. And when you receive the word, you have no doubt. You have the Spirit of God in you, and God is with you. And if you meditate, you purify yourself. The more engage yourself to the eternal divine path, the greater you will realize God. The more you stay to the sideline, you might even have received the whole four parts of initiation, but still you will be struggling because your dedication shows your, you know, closeness to God. So he's calling the elect, His servant, His workers, to those who want to dedicate their life to His work. And of course, if you meditate and if you have seen the vision, the next step for you is to join the bandwagon, join the other people in the mission, and eventually the promise is all of you will experience God for sure. The next question is from Gulshan Naraz. Durud Bar Shoma. Yeah, okay, yeah. Durud Bar Shoma means a greeting and goodwill wishing for us. Great. Sounds like you are from Iran. Gulshan, I see, Gulshan Raz, okay, Gulshan, I am having even a hard time to saying Persian name anymore. So, sure, درود بر you, بر شما هم تو همچنین و امیدواریم. I hope that all Iranians also come and go to our website and read this revelation and take it to Iran and bring the greater truth that have come to humanity, and eventually bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and all the Muslims and Christians and Hindus and Buddhists and Jews and Baha'is also come and join us and see indeed this is a revelation of unification for all of them. It has come to them to explain where they fall, and this is being expected by even Muslim and all religion to come. And now it is here, and it is a call for them to come together. Gulshan is asking, how is this path related to the mystical teachings of the Sufism and the Eastern philosophies like Buddhism? All those teachings, Gulshan, fall into first seal, the mystical path, awakening of spiritual forces. That is the beginning of this path. It is called the Far East philosophy or mystical religions or understanding. And that is actually the part that Judo, Christian, Islamic, Baha'i do not emphasize at all. And they do not. That's why there is such a friction between Sufis and Orthodox Muslim in Islamic countries, because they do not include mystical path into the religion. Although Prophet Muhammad himself was a mystic, because he used to go to the cave at the top of the Mecca and meditate for 15 years, from 25, when he was 25 to 40 years old, and then of course he eventually received the revelation, you know, of Islam. So mystical path is a part of our teaching. Actually, our teaching is the only revelation that again unifies mystical path with the Judo, Christian, Islamic, Baha'i teaching, and brings the understanding that yes, Far East is also a part of God's revelation. It's not only the people who have received the revelation after Abram, but also the people who have received revelation before Abram, but after the flood of Noah, are included in this revelation. Therefore, there is no one, no religion left out. They are all unified. If they understand God's way and put the dogmas away, they have no choice but come together and realize, yes, indeed, this is from God. All the revelation have come from God. There is no separation between this religion. The only thing is they have to put the dogmas, their human understanding away, and see the plan of God. If they do that, they easily can say, yes, it is possible to unify a religion, because it was unified in the beginning. The eternal divine path is from eternity. That's why it's called eternal. You know, it's not something somebody made it up 25 years ago and brought it to humanity and said, here, I think this is the way it should be. No, God knew about the eternal divine path even before, you know, before the creation. And therefore, for God, there is no separation between religion and revelations to humanity. They all come from Him. He knows what they mean, what they stand for in the eternal divine path. And now it's revealed to man. And man now have to understand them and bring Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, Sufism, Kabbalism, and saint of Christianity all together, understand. They had an experience, or at least they are striving to have an experience with God directly. And when you had that direct experience with God, then you know God exists for sure. But with the mystical path, the problem with the mystical path to this point has been, that was the goal, to have an experience with God. Now, of course, with this revelation, God says, after you had an experience, you direct that energy toward the creation of communities of life, to bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. So even mystical paths have to progress in a greater degree to understand the plan of God, that the goal is not just experience God. The goal is to experience God if it happens, and also get involved with the external world and the creation of the communities of life and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. So even mystical paths have something to learn, something to overcome. They have to realize it's not just escaping to the mountain and meditating and being blessed by yourself, but it might have been advisable in the past, but no longer. Even those who have been meditating for many lifetimes in the mountain, now they are called to come down from the mountain and join the elect and create the communities of light. And it is hard for some of them. Some of them do not want to come down from the mountain. They aren't blessed and they think they have it because they have experienced God. But in God's revelation, it clearly says those who do that, they will be spewed out of my mouth. That means that they will not stay in that state. They will be sent back to earth to to come to create coming of light and bring the kingdom of God on earth. So they have reached in a very high level, but the plan of God is to direct the whole universe back to Godhead, return home. This creation is a relative truth. It is not the essence. It is, that is why there is misery, there is destruction, there is decay in this external world, and those who want to find happiness in something which is not ultimate will be disappointed. And that is the mystical path to see this clearly. This external world will not give you the ultimate happiness. The ultimate happiness is in the essence, in God, in realizing the permanent instead of the temporary. And of course, this is what the mystical path realizes. And if the human also realize that this external world is not going to give them complete happiness, but the duty or call is to come together, share, create comings of light, bring peace on earth, so more people can meditate and progress, experience God, and accelerate the process of going home. And that is what this mission is calling humanity to come to. And it also recognizes the mystical path. It recognizes Hinduism, Buddhism, Sufism, and all those teaching that teach have an experience with God. Because if you do not have experience with God, of course you have religion, and you have dogmas, you have your human understanding, and of course human understanding come from ego, and ego separates and bring destruction. And therefore the ego is the real problem. Ego is the essence of all the evils. And if a human meditate and dissolve their ego in God, then they would not accept dogmas. How can I be better than another person? Because they are also God. They are also a part of God. How can I separate any part of the universe from other part if God is everything? How can I harm another person which is the essence of God and is being born here to progress and become a part of God? These are the teachings and the lessons every human have to learn. We have to teach our children when from the very childhood to that God is everything. And they have to respect themselves because they are the temple of God. They have the essence of God in them. And also they have to respect other people because they also have the same essence in them. Some people come to our room and say, they are God. Sound like they are the only person who are God. Nobody else is God. That's right there shows, you know, they have not really realized their essence. And it is an ego gratification of I am God, but I haven't realized that everybody else is also God. I haven't got there yet. And they have to absolutely understand that God is everything. Yes, you are God. So everyone else is God and is a part of the essence. This is the mystical part of the mission teaching, to recognize and realize that you can have an experience with God, and actually you should. You should meditate, you should concentrate, you should contemplate, you should pray, you should dance, you should chant, you should whatever you like best. There are so many tools that have been given, and some of them does not appeal to everybody, but we do recommend them at least do all those things are recommended a couple of times. You know, for instance, dancing, you know, is very difficult for a lot of people in the West because, you know, it's so intellectual, and then when they tell them to do the kirtan, especially men, they have a hard time, you know, to do that. But we recommend them at least to do it a couple of times, and therefore they at least get an experience. So when they see the Hare Krishna people or Indian people who dance of joy, or Haitians or, you know, Central American people who like, you know, dancing, they would not feel, oh, they're so odd. They feel, okay, I have done it myself. And if they do it after long enough, someday they get in the spirit of dancing, and they become one with the spirit, and they say, wow, that is what these people were doing and enjoying and have a joy of dancing kirtan in different religion and culture. We have something called reminder that it's very similar to namaz in Islam. It has some movement while you are uttering the words of that is being given. Not only this is a kind of a similarity to namaz, so those who people do it, the next time they see Muslim are standing in namaz and they all go up and down together, you know, it looks so odd to other cultures, but actually it is yoga. You know, the movements of going up and down and stretching your body is a yoga exercise, and it also been included with the word on it, therefore it bring a greater degree of flexibility in the body and make body strong to receive the spirit in a greater degree. So we recommend everybody does reminder. So the next time they sound Muslim, say, hey, I've done that. Yeah, it's not odd anymore. So they're mixing cultures together in that essence also to see one another. Well, it is not that odd anymore. And humanity have to understand this teaching in a greater degree with each other. So this mission is absolute unification in all levels of for humanity. And indeed, the two sides of the earth used to be like the two sides of a brain. And the brain, of course, now is being mixed together now. And the right and left side of the brain will be soon synchronized. And humanity will understand this thing in a greater degree. As they meditate more, they are not just like all intellectual or all creative, but they will be intellectually creative. So now both sides of the earth is being mixed together now, and both sides will be creative and intellectual come together as one. That's another unification that mission brought to humanity. I hope that answers your question. So mystical path, yes, indeed, is a part of this teaching. Just giving you asking, is that the same as speaking in tongue by the Christian being closer to God? The kirtan and the chanting, I mean. That is also a gift of the spirit. Of course, it has to be genuine and correct. And of course, as I said, many people will experience that. And speaking in tongue is, if it is genuine, real, will bring probably some truth to humanity. But also, that can be a little, you have to be careful about that a little bit, not being a possessed person. There are unclean spirits that also might take over somebody and speak things that is not completely from God. So that is a little different in kirtan. A kirtan will take you to a state of absolute bliss and unity in a spirit, and you feel you are going beyond intellect, which prevents you from doing kirtan actually. And when you reach there, of course, the experience of the bliss and unity. And again, this is not something you can explain. You have to experience. That is the hardest part probably for a lot of people, that we teach you have to experience things instead of explaining things. And of course, a lot of people like explanation. We explain a lot of things, but there are things in the universe which cannot be explained. The only way you can understand him and feel him is experience him. That's why we invite everybody to come and join our services here. We do services every day in the morning and in the evening. We also have a collective meditation in Wednesday and Thursdays at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. In that time, we play the Hari Om Shri Hang and the dancing. The how to dance is been explained in the website. And then we do the reminder. How to do the reminder is explained in the website. And therefore, you can experience it wherever you are, by yourself. And of course, it is more effective when it is done in the community or in a collective way. But you have to put the effort. You have to experience with it. You have to join and do it. and eventually one day you experience it. When I first start kirtan myself, you know, it was very odd to me because it was absolutely not something I've been born with. And you know, as I said many times, we used to have a Sufi khanqah, or a place where Sufis are, just half a mile from where I used to live. I never went to that place at all. I could have gone there and danced there and be a Sufi, and that would have been it. I've been a Sufi in Iran and furling around. But when I came here, of course, in the United States, I got introduced to kirtan, and it sounded very odd to me. But after I danced it for a while, one day I had experienced it, how wonderful it is, and how you can go beyond intellect and experience the bliss and oneness of the spirit. And that is what many people who see kirtan as art should realize, and their goal is eventually experiencing. Okay, I have seen one speak in tongue and another interpret the message in a church, which is absolutely spontaneous. That is a gift from the Holy Ghost, I was told. Is there no to know? As I said, well, it's people who do that, they might be possessed with the unclean spirit also, so it is a little different than what we're trying to do, to talk about here in the about kirtan. Kirtan is not something you speak in tongue, but you have an experience with the spirit, and that is absolutely two different things. Again, if you have any question, we have 5 more minutes in our time left to be together, or maybe a little over 5 minutes. And again, this is the room that you will find amazing truth that have come to humanity. And we encourage everybody to go to the website and study them and see the truth in it. It is a revelation for the whole humanity. It is the revelation that explains many things that has been unexplained for humanity to this time. And of course, the goal of this mission is to create the communities of light. Communities of light is based on the eternal divine path. Eternal divine path is awakening of spiritual forces, mystical path, creation of the communities of light, Old Testament, sacrifice to create the communities of light, New Testament, surrender and submit to God, and realize what is His will for you in His will for the creation of the kingdom of heaven and earth, Islam, to become universalist, shatter all norms of the mind, Bab and Baha'i teaching, and become an elect, sixth seal, and of course by understanding our teaching, the seventh seal, you understand the whole plan of God and the truth have come to humanity. Your obligation is to understand this teaching deeply and also reach to every man, woman, and child anywhere on the earth and give this truth to them. When you give this truth to them, you are done with them. It is between them and God to go and seek and find the truth that is been sent to man. If they came and joined us and became a part of this revelation and movement and dedicated their life to it, and help to spread and manifest it, of course they are elect, they are called by God, they are chosen, they are the ones that God have been preparing to this point. And of course, as our number increases and our resources and outreach, you know, come to a point that we can have many bulletin boards, many radio shows, many television, you know, presentation, and many ways we can reach humanity and give them an alternative to the destructive direction that they are going at this time. And they're not going to succeed. None of them is going to succeed. And as God said, that image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream will be completely destroyed. Therefore, all those people who sleep are ego trip, and they think they are going to bring the kingdom or peace on earth. they will all fail because it is not their revelation by God and is not His words. And therefore, it is this truth and how all of us are a part of God and we are here to go to the essence of God. But we are not going to go by ourselves. We have to go collectively. And collectively means creation of the communities of light and creation of a system that will bring the kingdom of God on earth. There is asking, many claim that the Bible was corrupted, was not meant. The preacher who misunderstand the Bible and not the Bible itself. Bible have been written hundreds of years after Christ. Actually, Bible was lost completely when the Jews were taken from the Jerusalem by Assyrians. When King Cyrus brought them back to Israel, they didn't have any Bible left. It was not in that time. It was not like our time that we can print millions of copies of one book and spread them all over the world. Probably there was very few, Bible even when Israel was, going through that struggle that they went through. And when they came back, most of them were destroyed, and they didn't have any Bible at all. And somebody find a book in the old walls of the temple, and he brought it to the king and said, "We think this is the Bible. This is the first five book or Torah." And eventually they decided that's it. They didn't have any other book, so they accepted that. And then, of course, when Christ left his body, he never wrote anything down. He never put them together and writing down and all that thing. And most of the word came to us is the word of the disciples who taught what he said. And also we know when, people quoting other people, they usually add something of themselves to it, and therefore it can be that some words missing. Or and also for 3.5 years Christ was with them, I can imagine what he said should be much more than few read word of the Christ in the New Testament. So probably a lot of things he said that never showed up in the New Testament. So other revelation, Prophet Muhammad didn't write anything, and when they wanted to put together, there was more than one version of Quran and all that, which in the website is explained. But the whole point is that also Bible, even after that book was accepted, many books was left out as not being a part of the Bible, and the books were kept, of course, have been translated 27 times to this point. So you can see the possibility that many things have been changed and corrupted or lost in translation or not being found is great in there. So, does that mean we cannot trust Bible? But God is smarter than all of this thing happened. So, He kept those parts that was important and necessary for human to know to this point. That's why we do not accept every part of the Bible as being complete and pure. But there are parts that God kept very clear, very pure, very, and now those parts that we have commentary on them are the parts that are important and godly, and they have explained. Those that didn't put commentary, they might have some truth still, but they are not the part that important, and we should always look at those parts with a grain of salt and look at them try to understand them, but if it's not according to the rest of the Bible that is explaining, though, you know, we should not accept them and go with though. And every revelation come after the last revelation, of course, completes and explains in a greater degree for what was lost in the previous one. So God is a smart, God is perfect, God is the one that brought these teachings to humanity to this point. Although they tried to change it, they translated differently, you know, they tried to explain it the way they wanted, but the truth eventually will come from the Akashic record. Akashic record is pure, Akashic record is truth, Akashic record has the reality in it, and then God sends the prophet, he brings the Akashic record back to humanity. So again, if you want to know the truth of it, read though and compare the parts in other scriptures are not the same, as though they are not completely should be accepted. I hope that makes sense to you, Dharma, and to everybody else in the room. I wish that you go to our website. That's great, Dharma. And again, see this revelation, understand the vision, realize God and His Spirit and this truth. Teach others, reach out. Teach them, tell them, yes indeed, the revelation of God has come to man again. This time it's been written, it has been published, it's been put in the website. God created the internet so we can have this revelation in the purest form, posted for humanity and kept from changes and destruction as this spreads, and the number of the though will increase all over the world, the possibility of being influenced with unclean spirit changed or anything else will be minimized. Especially we encourage everybody to understand English. As they understand English, they understand though in a greater degree, because it is revealed in English this time, and therefore, and English also is the universal or international language, and therefore, when the other words of the other language come to English, it will be also in a greater degree a new language. I leave you all God and blessing with all of you, and we will see you next week. Shalom.